So we're holding here in Perek Tes, Teferis. And the overarching topic is what are the how do mitzvahs change a person, etc. So I'm going to go back to the original question, what is it about a ma'isa mitzvah that changes a person? Yitnu shame v'sifres la'seichel. V'adeha muskolois yikna odom anitzchias. V'yasa ma'isma yisharim v'atoivim k'moy tchuna v'sulam asher agir ben al muskolois. So, so he says like this. Let's go back to the first shorish. Somewhere like Aristotle, it made the following proposition. This is the way he described it. Hashem is something which is total sichlius. It's an idea, it's a concept, however you want to call it. And then there is the nitzchius is that a person latches on to this concept and is become, when you think and understand, you become chubah to this concept. And that's what Nitzchis is. I guess if you want to give a mashal, which is not so far from it, is if I understand that that parallel lines, that as an action, the parallel lines never meet, that idea is Nitzchis because it always stays around. The more I understand of these ideas, the more my machshav is Nitzchis and the more it becomes a chubah. Something along those lines is more or less the picture they gave, which is extremely different than what we understand. The Rambam, it seems to say that all mitzvahs have in themselves a havana and a tfisa of some emes that is eternal. Now, when you have this havana and this tfisa, So mitzvahs help give you an understanding. So mashal, if a person does chesed, the more chesed a person does, the more he becomes mechuber to the concept of chesed, and he becomes closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. So in a certain sense, mitzvahs are only a hechetimtza to learn something. It's only the idea and the concept that really are nitzchias. It's there's a certain element of the mitzvahs being less important as such. For instance, a person makes a book, a textbook, and he has a lot of diagrams. Those diagrams are only important because we're stupid and we don't hop what you're trying to say. So you have a lot of diagrams, but the pictures themselves are not of any consequence. That is a mahalach that the philosophers take, or anyone say to the philosophy, there's a big push that it's the sichlius behind the mitzvahs that have any significance. And no one, you know, the Rambam is not proposing that people stop doing ever mitzvahs, but the cholayfin, that's all the mitzvahs are. Like he describes, they're a sulam to get to the muskalas. So the Maral makes a wry comment, they fell off that ladder. Our chizik is from Torah and mitzvahs. He said, why is it, what pushed that to them? So eating a kazayis matzah in itself, the eating a kazayis matzah, how does that make a person more ruchnistic? You're talking about a real physical kazayis matzah. They left that alone and they all went to seichel. And the truth is, I mean, it's not only the philosophers. If you think about it, the broad world of Kabbalah and Hasidus had a similar idea that the matzah is making some sort of tikkun in some olam, And it's really the panemius shaboy that's of any significance. The matzah is the outside handle for the panemius, but it's not in itself of any significance. So in some ways, this has been, you know, it's across the board. Anyone, as soon as you start talking about a panemiistic element of mitzvahs, you sort of are basically moving away from the etzem pu'ula as having significance. V'hine, he says, l'yurochu kula adam, she'efshu l'tmes ha'tzokhas ha'maisa v'toyivim kwa tfilu ba'kosha, l'rachma b'yis ha'tztokha, ha'stinim u'mishmata v'samito, sh'l'avis al-kim ha'cherim, ha'cherim v'l'edvar ha'shem, sh'l'igzol, and so on, k'yitzveh. He says it's not so difficult to understand many of the mitzvahs as inherently being a cause of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemitzvah of Hashem is about filled by kasha. There's a mitzvah to be oyer kasha about filled by kasha. Yisrachim laval heinecha kulam tchuna lenefesh zachos etayis and prisa choyma. So he sees it a little bit differently. Let's understand it the way he understands it, the way he's saying it. The philosophers could only understand a nefesh, a seichel. The only ruchnistic entity they live with was seichel. So the mitzvahs you have to translate them to the understanding you get of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you eat matzah and so on. He says there's a nefesh, and we'll call the closest we can get to the nefesh of a person is his temperament. In other words, a person's temperament, feelings, personality. And a person whose personality becomes kind, giving, humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we would call midas tovos, are a description of a person's nefesh. And by doing all these mitzvahs, we're shaping our nefesh to be of a similar nature to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kulam tchulun nefesh lezachos tais prizachoyma. So this nefesh becomes, now he also gives us to understand a little bit how that happens. We have a body, which is physical, senses things that are physical, meat and wine and drinks and so on. That's what our body senses. Our untamed nefesh, the nefesh that is, quote unquote, natural, is part and parcel of that. So we really want to get the best chunk, and we really want to go to the fanciest place. That's our rutzen. Our nefesh has been, our nefesh itself can be considered to be crass, physical, etc. Because its cravings, its desires, everything about it is shy to this. When a person's cravings and nefesh and everything else starts becoming for giving, helping, self-discipline, etc., so then the person's nefesh is not so physical anymore. It is not a desire and a craving for things that are physical, a desire and craving for things that are ruchni. And that makes it into the person into a ruchnistic entity. That's how he explains it. The nefesh itself has the potential to be ruchnis, but it needs to be developed. So, the ultimate good and bad is Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly the Rambam agrees to that. But the Rambam seems to put the emphasis on what he calls Sichlius, on Havana, on Tfisa. And the mail, it requires that we become more sichli and so on. He says it means becoming good. Kadosh Baruch Hu is good, and the more our nefesh is good, the more it's shy to it. Let's just explain one more point over here. When we speak of being Dovek and Kadosh Baruch Hu, So it doesn't mean anything physical, obviously. You can hug a Sefer Torah day tomorrow. Kesher Baruch is not physical, and you can't be done with physical. That's a given. It's not to talk about. When I feel very close to somebody, and I feel mekusha to somebody, so it has to do with a certain, we think alike, we feel alike, we have a very similar essence. There's something about our pnimius that is similar, and that's a kirvas hadas. The Gemara calls a kirv husband and wife in a certain sense a kirv das, and therefore this is a kirv das. Now the philosophers saw it in terms of the pure havana. He sees it in terms of the pnimius tshukas of a person, the koyach haratzon of a person, and so on. But at the end of the day, what we're looking for is the Vekus versus Pira. V'davaz barably suffical adam baldas ken nefesh azoishim Hashem esbarach tzorach lashiv Hashem esbarach shana sana. V'kamoy sh'ama akasuv v'yoshev ofa la'aretz k'shahoya v'ruach tashalikim. So the neshama, in order to be nitzchi, needs to mizdav kesh baruch hu. V'davaz enakim v'tarum p'chises achomri. It's only when you metai yourself from chamri, because if the atzmius of your nefesh is a desire for food, drink, etc., then it's not davar Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo al yedei ha'maisim she'asid Hashem Yisbarach Adam b'seder ha'sichli v'im zichuch nafshoi u'mekavetz Hashem Yisbarach Hashem davar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a seder of maisim that developed that. And there's a pattern to it. And he says over here that it's Shasid Hashem Shmach Adam Beseda Sichli means they're not random acts. It's not like Boy Scout kind of random acts of goodness. So Akash Shmach will pick many, many acts of goodness. And, you know, it develops an entire Tzuris Adam. Every chelik of the Adam has an ability to mishteikik to some ruchni specifically. And the whole Tzuris together brings the person to that. V'chol advar matayim might stuck with us as mishtav zeh tzorch lefarish kayyodom hu zeich al atzloch ha'achroina v'zeh kidvor meim yeshlo hizdamus v'zeh Hashem Yisbarach v'ma she'el advar m'dak Hashem Yisbarach sh'oyseh chetz mishtav tzorch v'aretz. So all the big klal gadol of all mitzvahs is v'lachta v'drochav ma'hu af'ata. It's a type of dimyon to Ribbono Shel'olam, and the type of dimyon to Ribbono Shel'olam works by doing the Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's medama us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. G'moshem per kama achas shenker teichun v'chiyav shedorek v'shchina el aloich hacha midoisa. Harei kizdamu ze lo b'maisim mashaef shenikra alicha achrov alicha achrov v'divu yisparach. Ki roi izdamu iz bein sofik lahavi achibur v'chim zivaran doim yesham chibur yachad. So people, for instance, a very simple, very, very simple test. If you have a group of people in any framework, in a yeshiva, in a place, so the general gravitation of people is to people that are similar. So the people that are very artistic will tend to be together. The people are very athletic, the people that are very business-minded, the people that are very learning-minded. I feel a kirva nafshis to people that are of a similar cut. And therefore, kaviyochel, that's a marshal, Ribbono Shel'olam placed in the Bria of Valachta B'drachav, something that is called the mahalach that is divine, that is ruchni, and being more similar to it, that makes us a closer, by definition, it makes us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And people that are very different don't tolerate each other. So if let's say this person is a very different type of person, the Maharal, it's very interesting, the Maharal has one exception to this. The Maharal asks, I think maybe Nesiva Ava, for, I don't know, one of Nesivas, he declares a Chakira. Is it, you know, birds of a feather flock together, or do opposites attract? Which one is it? So the morale says, "Avad, the birds of a feather flock together." This is this morale. But he says there's one exception, is when the two complement each other in a way that's mukhrach. For instance, let's take an example. Imagine a person is very creative and inventive. So he likes hanging out with people that are creative, inventive, and out of the box, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This person opens up a business and he has these brilliant ideas, and with brilliant ideas alone, it doesn't work. So he finds somebody who's very mesuda, organized, and you know, that's the I's, crosses the T's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That person is not the type of person he would hang out with naturally, but he knows, they both know that this business will only work if you're mishat of both koiches. So that's a bond that doesn't break, and it's a very strong bond, because it's not a bond of affection, it's a bond of necessity. Necessity is stronger than affection. So he says, Zochan ekeva be'etzem opposite tzuris. But since each one is mastering the other one, it's the strongest chibur. But after that, once you get past that darga, then certainly people you're like with are the people that you naturally associate with. Okay, Moikein, ha'gezel v'agneva tzichav ha'rayas be'ein sofik shumevi o'inish nitzchi mitzad hazeh. Shekol eilem rechoykim sov bein Hashem Yisparach. So all the other inyanim that ring bad. Kol eilem shegezel v'agneva tzichav ha'avle ashu metua bein Hashem Yisparach. Im kein ein sofik ha'maisel mevim rechokim Hashem Yisparach. Kein ha'rayas shuz nus v'in yechomri. So the klal, it's interesting. The klal, you know, the klal narayas he's saying is that there is a lot of hive and so on. What's interesting is it's some my mom was not really such a so much of the morale, except that he brings out the point. A pnuya is not a surah. So a person can be shot off an arayas, with pnuyas, with zainas, and everything. The only arayas really are craving and an ishish. So if the point in arayas is to be marchik from taiva and physicality, then the glaring exception. So pnuyas is the most common. I don't have a good answer for it. But Akapanim, just here where he speaks about Arias as being there. I mean, there's a way to explain it. Still not, I mean, the Arias are cases where Seichel says no way you should be, that you should have this Kesher, and you're still doing it. Worse than a Pnuya, because these things are really something that should not be. They shouldn't be together. The head year, I don't know. But akapanim, it's a nekuda. Vehina mitzvah elu ve'im she ma'isim gashmim ve'in sofik she kohenel v'atzlocha achrayim tzadivik bo yisparach kem tzufin nefesh she'esh odom istam zepoyer v'achoytiv meivul av einish akiz apir me yisparach. So all of these things. Have a clear, the ones he's presented, which is a lot of the mitzvahs of Erev, all of them have a clear sense of being mezachah persons to be like Hashem Baruch. Behine, elo ma'isim atovim miyachdim nefesh adam atzulim Hashem Yisparach loyitzis min ateva Hashem shut devadim shavad achayim. This certainly pulls a person away from being an animal. In other words, when a person is just in his physical mode, his commonness with an animal is much more pronounced. So he said, what about those mitzvahs that I can't explain? The mitzvahs that we call chukim, how do they work? He says, all of those mitzvahs that we call chayik they have the same quality we're talking about. And they are mitzvahs that follow a ruchnistika pattern. We don't understand how. So, yes, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands how. But the Maisa, all of them follow the same pattern, and therefore they are all of, I know in general what these mitzvahs do for a person. I don't have that specific intuition about Paraduma. So if a person goes ahead, and I think this is a point that the Rambam is that the Rambam his point his way of looking at verse the Rambam comes out full force. If I do chukim, no matter how many times I'm going to do paraduma, I am not going to understand it. No, we don't have Havana. So if paraduma needed to lead me, or kelayim, or shatness, no matter how many times I'll do these things, I'm not going to understand it with my seichel. And therefore, it's hard to say that that's the tachas of mitzvah. On the other hand, I will change. So, l'moshel, imagine when I'm trying to train somebody to do X, Y, Z, and I have to go through different exercises. So I may not know and understand why turning or twisting this way or the other way is important, but as I do it, I get the hang of it and the feel for it. So the marshal, somebody is teaching me at a place how to play ball, or you know, somebody's holding a bat together with me and hitting the ball together with me. I don't understand why he's twisting and turning the bat the way he does, but as my hands pick up that motion, I become part of it. It becomes part of me. That motion becomes natural to me, and now I'm more athletic. So I may not have understood how this pa'ula accomplished it, but it accomplished it. So mitzvahs that are chayik are mitzvahs that create that same change in us, because at the end of the day, they're all from the Ribono Shel Olam, except that we don't understand them. So it's not seichel, but it's the nefesh. And the nefesh is a real entity, and it's something that is doimer to Ribono Shel Olam. That's something that is a very, very important nekud in his. So it's almost as if between him and the Rambam, we are changing where we put the emphasis on the, which nekudah of Adam is the nekudah that is nitzri. The Rambam, the Ime, look at seichel, tfisa, havana, as being the atzmius of the Adam Ruchni, and the morale and so on, look at the person's nefesh as being there. And it's definitely the Oilam HaMaisa, and once again, just explain what the word ala teva means. Ala teva doesn't mean supernatural. In other words, we don't mean to say Maisa Adam are supernatural when they do mitzvahs. What we mean to say is Maisa Adam, their validity, their understanding are not from the world of Teva. You know, eating matzah is not coming from a drive of hunger. It has no meaning. Why are you eating matzah cannot be answered in anything related to the body. Why are you putting on tefillin? Why are you keeping Shabbos, etc., etc.? So all those ma'asim are coming from a different world, and b'meila they change the person to be of that world. We understand a nefesh to be ruchnis be'etzim. So you don't need to take a body and stuff it with matzah and say, now the body is ruchni. A nefesh is be'etzim a ruchnistic entity. All it needs to do is to be able to separate itself away from the chomer and go back to its roots. So just like Lamashal, if someone has a child and the child gets adopted by somebody else who is of a very, very different nature, and the child is brought up differently, so the child may act differently, but once you bring it back to its parents, it will very quickly bring out those chunis, because those chunis are the atzmis of her. It just was repressed because they came to a different environment. So it's not the pshat you need to take a physical part of a person and make it ruchnis so that it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a ruchnis in us, except as long as it's submerged in the body and I'm harnessing my koiches for physical things, so then that's what I am. But once I release it and I bring it back into its natural world, it's ruchni because it's ruchni. By the mitzvah, he shovel by Sabir Shein Chosel Rakze, Achashi Basmelch Batzma. Kamitzah Shemaseda has sickly mitzinus la poal, Ashetetim in Achoyma Mutba, the shovel by Sabir, Wamel Halding Moshamano. Can a shamel a milo via Lucas Nivdelis. The Kashadam Oysa Mitzah Shemaisa Seichel, he name is Scarbus al Milo Nivdelis. So automatically, you're bringing out something that's inside it. So the morale puts down the nekudas hayisoid of chiluk. What's our starting picture? How do we start off looking at a person? So the naturalists, the philosophers, whatever you want to call them, they looked at a person as being a physical being. Once a person is a physical being, then he needs something to change him and to make him into something else. And then the question is, how does a person change and become something else through physical things? No matter how much matzah you stuff into a physical body, it's going to remain a physical body. Zevul. That's what it is, and that's what will be. But once you understand it to be be'etzem ruchnistika atzmis, and it's a question what to be davuk in, then it's going to be davuk in all I need to do is maisim that will resonate with itself. So the marshal, imagine their parents that are highly musical, and they give birth to a child, and the child is adopted at birth by a truck driver, and I guess his idea of music is rap. The kid's not mischaber to it, and the kid doesn't show any musical nothing. I don't see any music about the kid. And then one day, you sit down next to a piano and start playing it, and the kid puts his fingers on it, and he's natural at it. And all of a sudden, he begins to become shakur in that world. That's because he be'etzim was a musical child. It just circumstance brought him into different mitzvahs. So b'meila, the ma'isa mitzvahs are not creating the ruchnistic person. they're bringing out the Ruach Mystica person. And the seed of it is not Seichel, the seed of it is Nefesh. In the Seichel, it's hard to say it was latent there. You could go with the Chazal that Malachim talked to, and so on, but Be'etzim, Seichel is a new idea. I'm teaching ideas. So mitzvahs that don't teach ideas, it's very hard to understand how that works. This is a very different picture of it. It's focused on the person, on the personality, and B, it's something that's latent because the nefesh is ruchni, and the question is just, it's been repressed, it's never come out, and my mitzvahs bring it out. Okay, any questions, any points, any nekudas? Okay.
On the side point that Abba mentioned before, the anarayas.
Yeah.
Isn't it in every other type? Also, that's a type of achila.
Right.
But you can eat meat all day. It's also a certain.
Correct. It's not, the straight out, the straight out tit for tat that arayas takes away from taivas. Arayas and mitzvahs achil, like with that, like the Ramban says, a person can be shot off in arayas and achila and still be kashla mahadrin. And the Ramban explains that these are guides to pull you away totally. Marshall Hilchas Nida Mela makes that, but I don't know. It's obviously not just simple type of achila and type of arayas. I'm correct. Yes, Rabbi Avram, what did you ask?
The at the beginning of the perek, where the Maharal is focusing on histamos lebera mahu afata,
right?
But in Nesiv Gilas Chasadim, he says that there's a difference between chesed and mishpat.
Right.
In chesed is a concept of mahu afata, but by mishpat there is no such concept. But here he discusses mishpat also in that context.
So let's understand. Well, first of all, in that Chazal, it doesn't say Mishpat, Mahu Afata, doesn't say that. The Balamusa say, why doesn't it say Mahu Kano Afata Kano? Because it's called Kel Kano. So the Balamusa say they don't trust the person with it. What it means is, possibly the following. It could be one of two things. Either in chesed, there is no limit to chesed. So besides the chasadim that the Torah mentioned, you can expand it ad infinitum. A person is said, we've given the following chasadim and so on. There's no limit, and it is appropriate to keep applying it more and more, which mahu afata on a practical level means apply it above and beyond what the Torah is given. Mishpat is certain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaMishpat. Yemaim Eras Mishpat. But to go and to add to the Mishpat, to be more strict, say, well, the Torah said, get Makis of 39, we're going to give you 80 just to be Mahada. That is, we're never supposed to go past beyond the Mishpat the Torah gave us. That's one possible answer why Mahofata doesn't apply there. Another possibility is, in terms of Midos, Chesed is the ultimate core Mida. Mishpat is a necessity for us. It's just like the Mashal. With children, a person gives a lot of candies to a child, and he also tells them at certain times, no candy, no, I'm sorry, you're not getting. We always understand that the giving of the candy is what I bet some want, and the no is a necessity. Too much, undeserved, spoiled, etc., etc. So also when you're trying to arrange the kol midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishpat is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses because he needs it for Kiyum HaOlam. The world needs it is much better way of saying it. The world needs it. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do is Chesed Blisof. So these are two ways of possibly understanding the difference, that even though both of them are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person who's not minimally Baal Mishpat doesn't is not ruchni, but there's no the mahu afata, the being mahader in it doesn't exist. Okay, good. Where are you located? You're in America or in Israel?
Yeah, I live in New York.
You live in New York. Okay. Good.
How about I think Rabbi Fowles wanted to ask a question.
Please.
According to the philosophers, a person doesn't the Rishonim.
A person
doesn't have an intrinsic chelik ruchni. He's only gashmi.
Well, they identify the seichel as being the most ruchnistic part of a person. It's not the intangible nefesh that we talk about. It's something like the seichel. And it's the seichel. So ruchnis is things that I understand that are conceptual. It's very interesting. I've read recently one or two researchers. There's a puzzle that they have that's bothering them bli shir. We all know evolution brings out the most efficient person there is. In the human body, the organ that steals the most energy is the brain. And it uses an incredible amount of energy to work. So in as much as the brain helps us find food, protect ourselves, shelter, et cetera, makes a lot of sense. We don't have a lot of natural physical koiches, and we don't run fast, we don't jump fast, we whatever. So our wits and our brains help us get food. So that makes a lot of sense why evolution allowed it to develop. But most of our brain deals with narishkeiten, like philosophy and art and all sorts of the liberal arts part of our brain deals with stuff that gives us no advantage whatsoever in life. So why do we need that chelik in the brain? I once spoke at a graduate, 2 years ago, I spoke at a graduate in Shiva, and I said, you know, we have the same question, but the opposite. If Tsuras Adam is a loiki, the part of the brain that deals with hunting and fishing and so on, what do we need that for? And we don't need it, except that we were chayte. Their question is, what do I need the chelik of understanding? And why would it have allowed to develop? The one tentative answer, don't laugh, but it's emes, is for shiduchim, because every time you have an advantage, like a peacock has brighter feathers, so that attracts more mates. So anything that allowed you to attract more mates, evolution allowed. So since it's cool when you can tell a girl neat things about music and philosophy, that became developed. That was the best they could come up with. I'll tell over a vart from the Slonim Rebbe and Siva Shalom, once said a gevaldik vart. Someone asked him, his son-in-law told me, I used to learn with son of Chavrusa, so he asked, his shver was very against being up all night before bris. He held that you don't have a head for the bris afterwards and you're fashlafen. Didn't believe in a vachna. So he said, Moshe said he once met a peasant in Baranovich. He learned in Baranovich, Islam Rebbe, Baranovich in the city. And he said the peasant was a philosophical peasant. And he told him that he was oimid on every part of the body, what its tachlis is, except for the head. That leaves him baffled. Until, after much thought about it, he came to the conclusion that the head is the ideal organ for putting a hat on. And that's its tachlis. So his mashal was, you come to the bris with your hands and your feet and everything, and not your head. But al kaponim b'negel inyaneinu, that whole chelik of a person that grasps, understands things that are conceptual, the philosophers identify that with ruchnius. That's ruchnius. The sort of nafshistic part, which is very vague, it is vague. Are we talking about our emotions? What exactly are we talking about, that self that we're talking about? Whatever that self is. So it's a little more vague, a little more hard to understand, but that's the difference between Maharal and the philosophers. Okay, good. Good cultive.
Cultive.